Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's another example of government deception other than financial statistics. Anthony Watts has over a quarter century of broadcast meteorological experience. His award-winning blog titled What's Up With That has accumulated almost a quarter billion views. Years ago, he was notified by the former state climatologist in California that the U.S. Historical Climatology Network weather stations of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were generating distorted temperature readings. Late last year, Watts and a group of researchers reported the results of their exhaustive study of the 1,218 weather stations across the continental U.S. for the 30-year period from 1979 through 2008. Among the data gathered by these stations are the low and high daily temperatures. These two extremes are then averaged to report a single daily temperature. The NOAA has reported rising temperatures over the years. Watts and his team verified that these temperature reports were factually distorted. They cited three problems with the data. First, the World Meteorological Organization standard for citing weather stations requires that the sites not be contaminated by the encroachment of heat-absorbing infrastructure like concrete, asphalt, buildings, air conditioning units, and heating vents. When these heat-absorbing contaminants release their heat overnight, that increases the lowest readings. In turn, this increases the average daily temperature readings. This distortion has had little impact on the daily high temperatures over 30 years. After exhaustive studies of each weather station, this research group found that two-thirds of them suffered heat contamination during the three-decade period of study. Second, the researchers found few stations that had not been subject to infrastructure contamination over the past 100 years. Analyzing the temperature changes only from these unperturbed weather stations showed temperature increases over the 30 years at only half that reported by the NOAA. Third, the NOAA practices homogenization, which means that the overwhelming number of contaminated temperature readings mask the unperturbed data. The NOAA itself acknowledges significant problems with distorted high temperature readings, but has done nothing to resolve this problem. As Earth Day approaches, realize that some alleged reasons for concern are derived from erroneous government data. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.